Welcome to Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolibova, that love coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and back due to traumatic relationship or childhood trauma in their past, which has caused them to see themselves not in a bright light that makes them people please and not show up the way they know they are capable of showing up. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can guide other women through online coaching, which is that deep down what they are feeling they really want to do instead of sitting in their corporate job. Each week, I will be offering an interview or an idea that will support you to leave behind what isn't serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself, to uplevel your life, is now. Hello, hello, beautiful souls. I hope you are having an absolutely incredible week. I just came back from Europe and today I am hosting the Women's Weekend. So by when you are listening to the message, this message, I'm surrounded by women who know they're meant for more and they are so eager to grow the investment in themselves, the time, the energy, and the money to really keep growing. So ask yourself, what are you going to do this weekend to keep growing and not just numbing? Because, hey, we all been there. One Netflix show, one pint of ice cream, popcorn, once in a while is good. But doing this on a continuous basis, it's really not aligning with what's in your highest good. So today, I want to be really talking about the word of the year. Because I truly believe that when we set the intention and not like setting the goals like, oh my gosh, I want to lose this weight, I want to make this money. All those goals are great, but I think they're really short-lived. And sometimes when we are very specific, we limit ourselves for something that could be even better than the ideas that we are basing on our past. So, couple of years ago, my word was surrender. And last year, it was freedom. And when I looked back, when I really recapped those two last year, each year, I truly fulfilled everything that word could encompass. Because I truly believe that when we have an intention, we let go of the expectations, how it should be, and we really allow and receive what could be. So instead of doing all the things that we think we should, instead of doing all the right things and still don't feel right, we focus our mind and keep this word as our mantra. My dear friend Chanel, she, with her clients on her retreat, she paints the word. I think it's absolutely brilliant idea, having it visual, having it in your office, on your board, like desktop. You can also put it on your phone, on your screensaver, the word of the year. So the word of the year for this year for me, it's trust. And it's not only to trust in myself and my intuition, which really changed my life when I started to trust myself more than others and their opinions, but I truly believe trusting in something bigger than we are. Sometimes I still find myself trying to control the things, you know, with hosting international retreat, now's Women's Weekend in Las Vegas, hosting live event Meant for More that it's coming in April that I will keep you updated on. All of these things, they really taught me to let go of the control and trust. When I learned to trust my team, when I learned to trust my intuition, when I learned to trust that everything is unfolding in my highest good, when I stop stressing, and that doesn't mean that, oh, I can let go, put my feet up, and everything will fall into the place. It's not that. It's not letting go and not doing anything. It's letting go of the grip and really open yourself up into what is possible. Because when you're trying to control and you're not trusting and you are still like just worried and preoccupied about other people and circumstances that you cannot control, you're really closing yourself from the flow of abundance and prosperity and the opportunities. Because even if the opportunity will walk right across of you, you won't be able to see that because you are so worried and trying to control what's in front of you that you're not letting in the inspiration and the creativity and the possibilities and the love. So I want to know, what is your word for this year? And let me know why. I would really love to know, what is it that you are intending to do this year and why? So make sure, girl, to take a screenshot, tag me on the Instagram stories. I love resharing it. I love inspiring other women. It's not about me. This is not about me and you like mentioning me on your story. This is about this creating this beautiful butterfly effect, this beautiful impact that when we show up, we give other permission to show up the same, because there are still girls with social anxieties with a fear that what other people will think, thinking that they're not good enough. Girl, let's lock our arms together and inspire those who are still in the darkness and doubting themselves to remind them how powerful, beautiful, and radiant they are. And I'm so on fire, and I woke up today like at 3:30 a.m. So I should probably be waking up like before the sun. It seems like I have more energy. Let's see how I will handle it this weekend. But I know that when I'm surrounded with women who want to create an impact, I just rise and I just strive and I ignite, and that's what turns me on, and that's what I wish for everybody. Be doing the things that really turn them on. So I'm off to enjoy this amazing, incredible Women's Weekend here in Las Vegas, where women are going to recharge, reconnect, renew, and really rise above their limiting beliefs and step into their power. And listen, if you couldn't make it, don't worry. I have a secret that I will be sharing with you very soon. I'm super excited. I'm creating and building something that so many women were asking me for. So I will keep you posted. And you know, when you are with me on my podcast, on my Instagram, you're so loved, so appreciated, and you get the early access to everything that I'm creating. So let me know what is the word of the year for you, and know that you are loved. Mwah.